Welcome to Maseches Bava Kamma, Perek Yud Mishnah Hey, Chapter 10, Mishnah 5. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. We know the halacha is that when a person steals a movable object, there's a difference, as we saw previously, if he gave up hope, if it switched ownership, if he gets the actual object back, or if the actual object doesn't have to be returned, etc., etc. That applies by metaltalim, by movable objects. However, by karka, by real estate, by actual land, that remains in the owner's ownership, regardless of what happens. And therefore, the halacha is that if, let's say, somebody steals it, and even if somebody, the thief goes ahead and sells it, then the original owner could take it back, and now the person who purchased it from the thief has to go back to the thief and try to recoup his money from him. So with that in mind, let's see the Mishnah. Hagoizel sadam echaver, is someone steals a field from his friend, una talua mesikim, and then all of a sudden, you know, bandits come, and they take away the field from the thief. In Makas Medina, if let's say it was a countrywide or an area-wide incursion, says the Mishnah, Omer Lai, then the thief could tell the original owner of the field, Hareshel Chalafanacha, here, take your field back, because even if this field would have been in your jurisdiction, they would have taken it away from you. However, in Machmas Agazan, but if let's say these thieves, these bandits, took it only specifically from the thief, that means let's say they're mafiosos and he owes them money, so they took away the field, then chayev, then the thief is required lahamid loy, to give to the original owner of the field sada acheres, a different field. The Gemara actually adds an interesting thing here, that if even if we're talking about a situation where thieves come and they say to the thief, bandits come and they say to the thief, give us a field, and he shows them this particular field, then in that situation he would be obligated to return the actual value of the field or a different field, but not the field itself. Concludes the Mishnah, Shetafa Nahar, let's say the river overflowed and it flooded the field that was in the hands of the thief. Omer Lai, then the thief could tell the original owner, here, have your field back, because like we said previously, this would have happened whether it was stolen or whether it was not stolen. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Hagoizel es chaveri, if somebody steals from his friend, or he borrows money from him, or somebody leaves his object for safekeeping by another person, by Yishuv. And all those things were done in society, in the place that they live, so it was stolen, or he lent money, or he asked them to watch something in the mainstream area where people live. Says the Mishnah, lo yachzer lo bamidbar. If let's say the thief wants to pay back the original owner the object while they're in the desert, or the money, or even the object that he's watching, he wants to pay that back while they're in the desert, then the original owner could say, no, I don't want it back. Now I'm going to have to schlep it and carry it. The money may not be safe. The object is just going to be a burden on me, etc., etc. No, please return it to me in the normal place that I lent it to you or that I gave it to you. I'm not interested in having this as a pain or as a bother the entire duration of the trip. However, says the Mishnah, Amanas, let's say Slamidbar, let's say somebody lent someone money and he said to him at the time of borrowing it, hey, I need some money to go because I'm going to the desert. And then the lender says to him, I'm also going to the desert. Well, in that situation, he indicated to him that he had no issue with him returning it in the desert, and says the Mishnah, Yachsulay Bamidbar, therefore he can return it in the desert as they had spoken originally. Wish you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.